I'm Jonathan, and this is my wife, Hannah. And as Justin said earlier, we led the 2015 Sent One team. I don't know if any of you saw, but there's a booth over here that explains a lot more about Sent One and Sent Two. And we also will be getting up and sharing Sunday afternoon and sharing a lot more in depth about a little more about the school and about what God has done in our hearts. But this morning we've been asked to get up and share some of the songs. Singing is a big part of Sent One. There's 2 weeks dedicated to school ministry where we go out and sing and preach and share testimonies in the schools. So there's songs that we've learned and then a few songs that we prepared to come and just sing here at Missions Conference. So we pray that you can join in your hearts and worship God together as you hear these songs, and may God be lifted up. The first song that we're going to sing is titled, You Said. And as Brother Emmanuel was sharing last night about the promises of God, my mind went to the words of this song. Part of it, the one line of this song says, You said your glory will fill the earth like water the sea. And if we look around us, it doesn't take very long for us to see that that hasn't happened yet. But I want us to remember, as we're looking at the promises of God as a motivation to missions, to me, that promise that God's glory will one day cover the earth, like the water covers the ocean bed, to me, that's a promise that inspires me to keep pouring out my life for the cause of seeing the gospel preached throughout the world. I hope this song can be an inspiration to you in the area of missions as well.
You said, ask and you will receive whatever you need. You said, pray and thou'll hear from heaven, and now heal your land. You said, your glory will
next song we are going to sing is Let Your Word Go Forth Among the Nations. And this song is a prayer that God's word will go forth among the nations, His voice to be heard among all people. And when I think of this song, my mind goes back to something Jesus said in the Gospels. He said to His disciples, He said, pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into his harvest. And, so something that was brought out during Lent was that if we are praying, if that is a burden on our heart, that God will send forth laborers, that His word will go forth to the nations, that, yes, His harvest will be done, that if we put our hearts in that place of praying for that, then our bodies will easily follow that. Our lives will follow, will go in that direction. So, yes, may that be each one of our prayers, that God's word will go forth among the nations.
Was singing together. And, you know, there's a lot of wonderful songs that we sing that have good words about, that express God's desire to see His glory fill all of the earth and His desire for all of His children to be involved in spreading His kingdom. But I used to sing songs without even thinking about what the words were even saying. It just kind of sang. And didn't even really think about it. But that was one thing that changed for me during Scent 1. I learned through special singing times we had together as a team and through ministering in the schools through singing, I learned to really think about the words I'm singing. And it's amazing how powerful a tool singing can be, both in besides worshiping God, it can really, we can motivate and encourage ourselves in the Lord as well as minister to other people. One of my favorite songs that we sang in the schools is called Lord Most High. And it talks about how God will be praised in every nation from all people. He will be exalted in every nation and from the hearts of the weak and from the shouts of the strong. He is worthy of praise. And in the end, He will be praised by all people. But it's more than just a song saying, God, You're going to be praised. It motivates me to be involved in bringing other people into His kingdom so that God will receive praise from all people.
From the ends of the earth,
from the ends of the earth,
from the depths of the sea, from the depths of the sea,
from the heights of heaven,
from the heights of heaven, your name.
Talks about Christ's life, different times in his life, his birth, his ministry, and his death. And it talks about how all through his life there were those who scoffed and those who doubted. And for me, it was exciting to be able to sing this song in front of so many people and just get up in front of the crowd and realize there's probably some scoffers in this crowd. There's probably some doubters. But the chorus of this song says, He is the One, the great Messiah. And it was so exciting for me to be able to sing that in front of these people and proclaim that He is the One. He is the Messiah. And afterwards being able to go talk to them and share why I believe He is the Messiah, because of the work that He's done in my life. So I really enjoyed singing this song in front of thousands of students. And just proclaiming that I believe in Christ.
We saw him lying in a cattle stall. We heard them whisper, Is he the Lord of all? Is he the one come to save us from the fall? Can we believe? Can we believe? We stood rejoicing.
We believe.
We heard the doubter that he was crucified. Say the resurrection
sing is called Yes, I Know. And many times as we practiced the song, sang it in schools in the last couple months, I thought about the fact that it's because we know that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean that we are motivated to go into the world and bring the gospel to every person, so that every person that we come in contact with can have the opportunity to be made clean. And it's actually a really exciting motivation for sharing the gospel. Sometimes you look at people and think, could this person really become a Christian? And their life is so full of darkness. But Jesus can make the vilest sinner clean. And that's a wonderful motivation to share the gospel.
He saved a lost and lonely. Jesus' blood can make you free. For he saved the worst among you. When he saved a wretch like me. And I know.
Jesus is Coming, and this has been one of my favorite songs to sing in school programs, because even though I've sung it over and over again, the excitement of this song is real every time to me, and it's become especially dear to my heart because it reminds me that one day, one unknown day, Jesus is returning, and especially after gaining the perspective that my life is to be lived in total sacrifice for God, then it makes the thought of living with Jesus after the work is done just so exciting, because this life is preparation for the next. This is not the real thing yet, and I just can't wait for when Jesus comes back. And meanwhile, I want to do all I can to build his kingdom.
Come, dear Lord Jesus, for long we've been watching the children, our homesick for heaven, our home. the bridegroom, go ye out to meet him. O glad, blessed announcement we hope to hear soon. Jesus is coming, is coming, is coming. It may be tomorrow, it may be today, maybe.
Song we're singing is called Find Us Faithful, and it's crazy how much we've been given. God has given us a mission, but not just a mission, He's given us everything we need to fulfill that mission. And there's in the song it says, may the fire of our devotion light their way, light the people that come behind us. Sometimes I think to myself, is my devotion really fire that people can follow? Can people really look at my life and when I die, will God find me faithful? That's what I want to live for. I want to be faithful to the calling that God has for me.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way. Cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us lead to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Find us faithful. After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may us faithful.
ocean light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
That's our prayer. That all who come behind us would see our lives and find us faithful. God bless each one of you.
First up, we're going to have the SEND team come back up and share with us again some more songs and testimonies of what God has done with them and through them in Ghana. And we're also going to have another presentation about some other type of work in Ghana. So let's devote our attention to the SEND team.
For those of you who weren't here on Friday, we are the SEND One team from 2015, and we just came back from Ghana 5 days ago now. We were just talking about it this morning. We've gotten up and sang in front of large crowds of people a lot of times in the past month. And we're excited for this one last opportunity to do it in this way, to get up and glorify God's name together. To you all, but our desire is that God would be lifted up and His glory would be seen in one more way. Before we sing, we'd like to introduce ourselves, so I'll have the team say their name and where they're from.
My name is Magdalena Hofer, and I am from Canada, Saskatchewan.
My name is Linda Fisher, and I am from Pennsylvania.
My name is Rosie, and I'm from Ephrata.
I'm Phoebe Wellman, and I'm from Minnesota.
I'm Ella Martin, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
My name is Elisha Ulrich, and I'm from Ghana.
My name is Peace Boyson, and I'm from Oklahoma.
My name is Sam Roquant, and I am from Missouri.
My name is Otto Cowan, and I live in Ghana.
My name is Paul Charles, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
My name is Rebecca Segan, and I'm from California.
My name is Mary Rose Reimer, and I'm from Canada, Manitoba.
I'm Caitlin Waldner, and I'm from Manitoba, Canada.
My name is Laura Shirk, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
My name is Audrey Menken, and I'm from Maine.
I'm Elijah Lloyd, and I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
My name is Joshua Prowant, and I am from Kentucky.
My name is Henry Milligan, and I am from Maine.
My name is Nathan, and I'm from Michigan.
I'm Laverne Oberholzer, and I'm from Kentucky.
And I'm Jonathan, and this is my wife, Hannah. And we were the house parents, the team leaders for this year, and it's been a joy to have this big family for these past 3 months. Some of you know a lot about SEND One. Some of you might not know very much. SEND is an acronym for Serving Every Nation Training. And SEND One is just a three-month program. There's more information over in this booth here, but there's also a SEND Two, and that is a two-year program. Both of them are directed by Brother Daniel Keniston. We have some songs and testimonies to share. We have a lot of experiences, a lot of things that God has done in our hearts as a team. We won't all be able to share, but we hope that through sharing we can give you a picture into what God has done in our hearts. The first two songs we're going to sing are songs that we also sang on Friday They're a bit of theme songs for the missions conference. So those are "You Said" and "Let Your Word Go Forth." God bless you as you listen and worship with us.
You said, ask and you will receive. Whatever you need, you said, pray and I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your lands. You said, your glory will fill the earth like water the sea. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is near.
But
The thing that really touched me the most during my time on Stent was ministering to the schools, ministering to people about God and His purposes for our life. School ministry for me was actually very scary at first. I offered to share and to preach at a girls' school, but deep down inside I was like, no, they're not going to choose me. I'm good. For me, I felt like I was more of the one unspiritual ones, I guess. So I was like, they're going to choose somebody else. And when Jonathan told me that I was going to be sharing, I looked at him like, I was like, me? And after that, I didn't really have anything prepared. I offered, but I was like, you're not going to choose me. So I didn't really prepare anything. And just going to God in prayer and just asking God, like, God, what do you want me to share in the school? What do these people need to hear? What do these girls, what are they struggling with? And, like, God showed me that I should share about purity. And it was really a thing that I really struggled with a lot when I was younger. But sharing with the girls, just pouring my heart out to them, and afterwards, the girls really appreciating and telling me that they were really inspired by my message was really inspiring for me. And just going to the schools, and afterwards we would talk to the youth, and just being able to witness like that, I never really knew. I mean, I've seen people witness like that to people, but I just didn't know how to do it. So after they would ask questions, and they were really eager, their hearts were really really seeking, and just being able to, like, blend in God's word through their many questions. I have a few verses that I want to share with you guys. When I was feeling down, I would always, and thought that I couldn't do it, I would think about this verse in Philippians 4, verse 13. It says, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. And every step of the way, I've seen God strengthen me, and without Him, I could have not done anything. I'm so sure of that. And another verse that I really like is in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that verse really, really inspired me. Stent 1 really changed my life. My goals, my dreams, changed my perspective on life. I want to leave you with this verse God showed me clearly a few days ago. I was reading God's word, and God gave me this, and it's a verse that's really well known, but it says, God so loved, and I would say, insert your name here, and so, God so loved Rebecca that He sent Jesus, His Son, to die, that man will not perish, but have eternal life. What kind of love is this? If we don't tell people of His amazing love God in us, do we have God's love in us? If God's love is so, men do not perish, but have eternal life, am I showing God's love to all mankind? Stent changes life. It gives a vision to God's heart. I thank God I was able to have this opportunity. God bless you.
The next song we're going to sing is We Represent the King. And this is one we sang at, I believe, every school we were at.
Hear ye, peoples of all nations, we have all been called to spread the word, to tell the whole world of His mercy and His love, so they might come to know the Master that we serve. Oh, we represent the King. He's the reason that we sing. The life we live is dedicated to His majesty. From His royal throne, He rules supreme alone. We're here to praise His name in everything. We represent the King. Come one, come all, receive this holy offer, eternal life.
I'm Elijah. One of the things that impacted me the most about SENT was realizing that God wants to use ordinary people. Because I always saw myself as a really ordinary person. And I saw missions as kind of an elitist thing. And witnessing was something way beyond me in my own mind. And I was thinking along those lines. And taking several of the courses throughout SENT 1, really the whole way through, realizing God wants to use ordinary, regular people like me. Like the missions history course, one of the people we studied was a one-legged Scotsman who, along with a young Chinese boy in the province of Hunan, ended up starting a revival in that province, which now has led to the huge and vibrant church in that part of China, which is like none other. And so reading through missions history and seeing ordinary people who impacted the world was really an amazing experience for me. And then going through the story of his glory, going through the Bible and seeing how God used ordinary people the whole way through the Bible, made me realize how much God just is looking for people who will serve him and throw their lives into his work. And just going through SENT, I decided I'm giving everything to God. I'm going to throw my life into his work. And I really believe that he does use ordinary people.
Good afternoon. My name is Joshua. And really, I'm not really sure what all to share on SENT because they taught a lot. And I feel like God worked in my life in many areas. But one of the things that spoke out to me, I'd say, the most is realizing that we're not here for our own selves, but we're here for a purpose. And as Christians, it is our duty to spread the word of God. God is a very mission-minded God, and it's not his fault that the world 2,000 years after Christ went up to heaven, it's not his fault that the world is still largely unreached. There's still many people who have not been born again. And to realize, like Elijah was just saying, that God wants to use people who are available for his kingdom. As Christians, we're rather selfish, if not more, to just keep the gospel to ourselves and live our own simple life here. And I just have to imagine what it's going to be like on Judgment Day when you're standing before God and God says that you had so much and he gave you every opportunity and yet you never, you know, I'm not sure how each of you are. I'm speaking very general. But I definitely don't want to go stand before God empty-handed. One of the messages that Brother Daniel preached was about Queen Esther, that she, you know, maybe she was there for such a time as that, and that we're here for our own time. We're not here by accident. God is a purposeful God, and we're here for a reason. And just like Queen Esther was able to reach and save her entire people, we also have a huge responsibility. And just like Mordecai told Esther, God is going to save the people somehow. God's word promised that. But he told her that if you don't go, God will raise up basically somebody else. And do we really want to miss out on that great opportunity that God has given us to preach the word of God? Also, there's many messages that come to mind, but one of the first we heard talking about being all we can be, talked about how Olympics, people put their all into winning a gold medal. That's, they get all the glory for just a short time, and then people forget about them. And talked about how we can be whatever we want to be if we set our minds to it within 5 years. And if we're purposeful and we live accordingly, we could do whatever we wanted to. And so not to think that we're just common people, we can't do anything. But by God's grace, if we really set our hearts on it, we'll be able to do many mighty things for God's kingdom. After all, that really is all that matters. That's all that's going to last. So I want to encourage you to be purposeful and to be all you can be for the kingdom of God. The next song we're going to sing is called Let Your Word... No, sorry. Go Into the World. And just a few of us are going to sing that.
God so loved the world, he gave his son to die. But the plan is hidden, unless we tell them why. They need a messenger of light, before the shadows turn to night. The fields are white, there's work to do before the night, so let's go into the world, take his love into the world. He is calling me and you into the world. Still we keep on thinking somebody else will go, while a world that's dying urgently needs to know. It's time to lovingly compel, to storm the very gates of hell. Who will go? Go into the world, take his love into the world. The time is right, the fields are white, there's work to do before the night. So let's go into the world, take his love into the world. He is calling me and you into the world. Go into the world, take his love into the world. The time is right, the fields are white, there's work to do before the night. So let's go into the world, into the world. He is calling me and you. He is calling me and you.
He is calling me and you.
And you.
And you.
And you.
Into the world.
Hello, my name is Paul, and I am so excited to share with you today about what God did in my life during SENT. I'm so happy I got the opportunity to go. It was really life-changing for me. And I think the biggest thing that changed in my life was sort of my outlook on my relationship with God and others. Because, okay, so much of the time I just sort of saw myself as a person who God pours out his love on, which is what he does. He pours his love out on me. But I kind of got stuck with that as the end of the cycle. And it was during the class about the Antioch Factor. We had a message. And then after the message, Daniel was sharing some thoughts. And he shared this illustration that really hit me. He said, imagine you've never seen a car. And you're going to this place and there's a car there. And you meet the salesman that's selling the car. And you're like, so what does it do? And he explains it to you. He's like, well, I have this V8 engine under the hood, and you open the hood, and there's a V8 engine, and it's there, and it has power. And you're like, what does it do? And he tells you, well, there's gas that comes from the tank, and it'll flow into the engine, and it'll make power to run the engine. And so what does that do? Well, you know, this is really the great part. The engine turns a belt, which turns this other thing called the alternator, which makes electricity, and it runs it down through wires into the thing called the battery. And the battery takes this electricity, and it just stores up electricity in the battery. And imagine you've never seen a car, and so you're like, wow, okay, that's cool. Then what does that do? So, well, tomorrow morning, when you get up, you can come out here and turn the key, and the electricity will come from the battery and start up your car. And you've all seen cars, and you know what they do. And it's not just to run the engine again. We're not just here so that we can start up tomorrow morning again and have and be able to just sustain ourselves. We're to be going somewhere. God pours into our lives so that we can pour out into other people's lives. That's probably the big thing that changed for me as SENT, seeing how God just pours into my life so that I can pour into other people's lives, and how if I want him to keep pouring into my life, if I want to keep having power in a relationship with God, I need to keep pouring out. I need to keep fulfilling my purpose. And when I looked at my life this way, I mean, that illustration really hit me, because a lot of the time I had sort of been like, okay, I need to keep trying to be a Christian, and missions is something good, but I want to try to keep being a Christian so that I can get to heaven, and I need to keep trying and having a closer relationship with God so that I don't fall away. And it sort of got stuck. I was just there running the cycle, trying to keep myself going, trying to be able to start again the next morning. And just seeing that, that's not the end. There's so much more. I have a purpose. I have a goal. I have something I can move toward. Life makes so much more sense when you understand that. And for me, it was sort of my light bulb moment of sin. I mean, I knew all that stuff before. I'd heard it a million times. And if you had asked me, I could have told you. But somehow it just connected in a new way, understanding that. And I think the big part of sin. I mean, that was probably my biggest, most exciting thing that happened for me on sin. It was just understanding that truth in a new way. And yeah, I'm just so glad I got to have that opportunity to go and see my life in that way. And there's so many other great things I can share about that happened to me, but that's the number one thing for me.
The next song we're going to sing is "O Love the Lord."
Have been one of the best 3 months of my life. I didn't go and sent with a lot of high expectations. They were really kind of low, and God did so much more than I ever even imagined. Before I went, I knew that this life is short, and it's not a time to be fooling around. But during the 3 months in Ghana, my perspective changed a lot. I just realized that this life is not about now. It's about eternity. And in eternity, the only thing that matters is what we did for God. And I just saw how this perspective will change so much of my life. It'll change how I relate with people. And I want to have that passionate desire after the things that God desires most, which is bringing people to know Him. God is most passionate about bringing people to know Him. And if that is my passion, I know that I won't be disappointed when I get to heaven if I throw my life into that. It just gave me such an excitement about living a life that is sacrificed for God. Totally sacrificed, and I want to get to heaven and look back and not have any regrets when I look back on my life.
The last song that we're going to sing is Home of the Soul. And it's one of my favorite songs, especially as I pour out my life for Christ, to think about going home to heaven and seeing Jesus and hearing Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The song says, "If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. And soon we're going to get there, so lean on the Lord till then."
If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore.
Amen. I hope you're excited about that day, and I hope that you're looking forward to that day drives each of you and each of us to be busy about our Father's business. Thank you for allowing us to share and for listening, and I hope it's gotten a few of you young ones excited about going on Sent One. So for more information, you can look over here, pick up a brochure, and until we reach that shore, let's be preparing and be busy about our Father's business.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Croftdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.